Philomena Begley there and Medals for Mothers. Welcome along. You're listening to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name. And I had a call from a regular listener the other night. He said, Ollie, it'd be good to hear a bit of country music. So on tonight's programme, we're going to play all Irish country music artists. And I hope you can sit back and relax wherever you're listening, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington Sunday night, Cavity Coast Sunday afternoon, Christchurch Saturday night, or any other night of the week around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and as I said, I'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland throughout the programme here. And the news isn't good. I'm afraid to say the numbers increasing in Ireland. Well, let's get to it. To date, Ireland has 31,549 cases of people with COVID. This is a republic. New people, new cases yesterday, and the most of these were in Dublin, 357. The total number of deaths is 1,787, and people that died yesterday is 3. And the people that have recovered so far is 23,364. So the government laid out a plan for the next 5 or 6 months this evening, and then the whole thing was thrown into chaos because the Minister for Health, who's been working around the clock for the last 2 days, I was going to say Simon Harris, it's not Simon Harris, it's Stephen Donnelly, his colleague down from Wicklow, and he basically was sick. So he had a test and he didn't have to wait long to get the result, but he came back to say that he was negative. So the government will be able to continue with its work because the Dáil was suspended this evening and not due to reconvene until next Tuesday. But very worrying at the moment, especially in Dublin, now that the schools are open. All the pubs that don't serve food were due to open next Monday, but that will be changed now. Only pubs outside the Greater Dublin area will be allowed to open. And on the sports front, a number of people, very limited numbers, about 200, can go to where there's big stadiums to watch some of the sporting fixtures. And in fact, the biggest soccer game in Dublin for many years, Shamrock Rovers are playing Inter Milan on Thursday night. And if things were right, they'd probably pack out the Aviva Stadium. But that game now at Talla Stadium and no spectators allowed, all because of COVID-19. As I said, country music all the way tonight, and let's see where we'll go with next. We'll go with Michael English, Take Me Home.
I've walked these city streets too long, working hard and singing songs, but nothing in my pocket after all these lonely years. And I drank my way from town to town, tried my best to settle down. The city life's not simple for a country boy like me. At every bar to earn my bread, there's nothing but a squeeze box and the tune to call my own. But I'd love to see the folks again, pack my bags and catch the plane and head across the ocean to my home. I'm going home, I'm going home again, back to the faces and the faces that I've missed along the way. I'm going home, oh, take me home again. Yeah. I've slept out in Trafalgar Square, still in all it can't compare, to lie at night and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Beneath the Taj Mahal, I prayed it all for all its gold. Stand outside the GPO again on Patrick's Day, and I kissed across the Golden Gate. I helped to build the Empire State. It's a long, long way from Ballyfermot to New York. And I crossed that night around Times Square, a wine and dine millionaire who flew me across the ocean to my home. Take me back to the place where I belong, yeah.
Michael English there in a song called Take Me Home. Well, if you call Ireland home, you won't be going there anytime soon. Obviously, well, you can go home, but you'll be self-isolating when you go back there. And if you come back to New Zealand, you'll be self-isolating here. And obviously, the self-isolating here is done in a hotel. Well, you're quarantined and completely locked up, whereas in Ireland, everybody's expected to self-isolate themselves. But country music all the way tonight on Ireland Calling. Now, on a sad note, I mentioned 2 weeks ago about the sudden death of Joe Hearn, and Joe's funeral's death notice is in the paper today. And obviously, in the circumstances we're in at the moment, due to COVID at level 2.5 in Auckland, no proper farewell is possible for Joe. So it's going to be a private service on Friday at 2 p.m. and it will be streamed live to the Auckland Irish Society. So if you're a friend of the family and you'd like to see that, I'm not sure whether it'll be streamed live for people, but it'll be certainly going to the Irish Society, and you can get more information by contacting the undertaker, Dills, at Auckland 415-8720. And the family have said if anybody would like inclusion to the wake and to visit, they can contact them directly. So, Lord of Mercy and Joe, and we know that his funeral probably has been delayed as a result of his son, Connor, who's living in Perth in Australia. And we know that Joe has many family and friends in Australia, Ireland and England, and here, of course, his sister, Mary. So, again, our sympathy and our prayers go out to Joe's family on the sudden death a few weeks ago. Rest in peace, Joe. And we did play lovely Leitrim for Joe a few weeks ago, but sure, we'll play Larry Cunningham again here. We'll dig out Larry and see what Larry has come up with here on my programme tonight. And let me see now what I've got here. I might go for Brian Call someday.
You've grown tired of all the love I've
Yes, well, all these singers are bringing back memories. These guys were playing in the dance halls around Ireland, certainly in the late 70s and early 80s. That was Brian Kildare. I think his band was called the Buckaroos. And I'm sure my good friend Tom Gilmer, who tunes into the programme each week, will confirm that. But certainly Brian Kildare up there, one of the great country music stars in Ireland. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, as I mentioned, the government in Ireland, like we are here, it's preoccupied with trying to deal with this whole COVID situation. So they've got a scale now of 1 to 5, and 5 means that the whole economy is closed down. We're at 4, we're closed down. But most of Ireland is at level 2 at the moment, and people are saying, well, what does level 2 mean? So it means that the majority of the areas of the economy and the society, such as schools, restaurants, pubs and gyms, are open. Sporting activities can continue, but with a higher level of restriction. So when you're home and garden, visitors from another household of only up to 6 visitors can come in and visit you. That's in your own home, outside your own home. Members of different households can continue to meet socially in other settings, up to 6 people indoors and 15 outdoors from 1, 2 or 3 other households. Up to 50 people can attend a wedding ceremony and reception. Funerals, up to 50 people can attend. And then organised outdoor gatherings, 50 patrons are permitted in pods or groups of up to 6, if appropriate, with arrangements to ensure no intermingling of groups. And up to 100 patrons are permitted for larger venues where strict 2-metre seating, social distancing and one-way controls for entry and exit. So this is probably like sports venues. And then for big stadiums that can have a capacity of 5,000 up to 200 patrons for outdoor stadiums or other fixed outdoor venues with a capacity of up to 5,000. So obviously the championships, football and hurling championships, is about to get underway and people would love to go on along and see their teams play. But this is probably not going to be possible for the time being. So obviously disappointing for some people. But pubs opening next week, that'll be the huge test. This is pubs that don't serve food. The ones that serve food have been open since the beginning of July. And obviously this has been a huge disappointment to the ones that are called wet pubs that don't sell food. Because I think, without a doubt, the people that have been open since June, they've been breaching the rules as well. And I see here just riding great Pat Smullen, age 43, has passed away after a battle with cancer. You're listening to Ireland Calling, Country Music Night tonight here on the programme. And there's only one king of Irish country music, and here he is.
I said farewell to dear old dad and kissed my mother goodbye. Then turned away before they'd see the tears form in my eyes. Along the winding leafy lane, where in childhood we would play, with heartache and old memories, I sadly made my way. So many folks have left their homes to strife and poverty, yet somehow we could struggle by, just mother, dad and me. But things went wrong between me and the girl I called my own, and I left dazzled lady, my old people and my home. I visualize the hedgerows on the road I used to go. I see the town of Blaney and the lakes of Loughmucknow. Around the old Hope Castle, where so often I would roam, I dream of Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. The harbour lights are fading as I leave the
The king of Irish country music. There he is, Big Tom, back to Castle Blaney. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We look at the sports pages here of the paper, and I see where former Kerry star and footballer of the year in 2009, Paul Gavin, has quit his job after about almost a year looking after Wexford. The Yellow Bellies, as they're called. He obviously moved to the west of Ireland, a Kerry man, but he moved to the west of Ireland somewhere during COVID, and he said all the travelling just couldn't keep up with it. So they have a replacement manager in there. Obviously, the championship starting in a few weeks' time. So that was obviously a bit of a shock to the people down there in Wexford. There was a big hoo-ha and roulabulia when he got the job last year. What else is happening here? Obviously, the big game tomorrow night, Thursday, in the European Championships of football. It's Shamrock Rovers taking on the might of Inter Milan. And Inter Milan have been to Ireland before. They played against Athlone Town. The game ended in a draw. Athlone Town missing a penalty in the 80s. And but of course, this game tomorrow night, if people were allowed to attend, they'd probably have moved the game to the Aviva Stadium, and they would have probably have a full house there. But certainly the game will be shown live on RTE. It might even be on the player if you want to watch it, if you're a soccer fan, a Shamrock Rovers fan. Of course, the Pro 14 rugby final took place at an empty Aviva Stadium last Saturday. Leinster taking on Ulster, and Leinster just too strong. So Leinster now are back in action this weekend in either quarter or semi-final, is it, of the Champions Cup or Heineken's Cup. And they're what you call it, taking on Saracens, a big game. But a big day for Connacht Rugby and Irish Rugby. Anne Hennigan has been confirmed as a new Connacht Rugby president, so becoming the first woman to hold the role at an Irish province. So that's good to her. Good news for her. And a bit of a scoop here. Met Joe Schmidt's sister-in-law on the beach last week. So she was saying that Joe and his wife and family are on the way back to New Zealand after a great career over there. Probably gone for 15 years working in France for a while first. Certainly has about 10 years in Ireland, between Leinster and Ireland, but making his way back here to New Zealand. And Gaelic Games, we'll go through some of the county finals that took place last weekend, but of course a lot due to take place over the next week or two. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we had the King of Country there, so his might as well go with the Queen of Country now, Philomena.
Oh,
guest, the Queen of Irish Country Music, Philomena Begley, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, while that song was playing there, I'm just reading the tribute here to Pat Smullen. Hard to believe, age 43, but a champion. He was the Irish champion flat jockey 9 times, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in March 18, and he retired only last year. And he was from Roden, County Offaly. And I'm just trying to think, what was the famous Paddy McCormack? I'm pretty sure was the famous footballer from Roden, Offaly. And he did a lot of riding for the trainer Dermot Weld. Of course, Dermot trained Vintage Crop, that won the Melbourne Cup, the first non-Australian New Zealand horse to win that race back in 1993. And I think I was the only Irish person in New Zealand that didn't have a dollar on the horse, because I didn't get to a bookie shop, and it paid about 29 to 1. But anyway, poor Pat did a lot of work with Dermot Weld, and he passed away in St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, and he survived by his wife Frances and their 3 children, Hannah, Paddy and Sarah. And he had a charity initiative last year to raise money for pancreatic cancer trials, and it raised in excess of $2.5 million. Born on May 22nd, 1977. Imagine, when I left Ireland in 1987, Pat was only 10, and he became involved with horses early in his life, and went on to form a formidable alliance with master trainer Weld, taking over as his stable jockey in 1999 from another riding great, Mick Cannan. And he was apprenticed to local trainer Tommy Lacey, and his earlier years saw him ride for Erwin Chappie in Dubai, and he also spent 2 years with Tommy Stack, who gave him his first group winner with Tarascon in the 1997 Moygear Stakes. So very, very sad. And many tributes being paid to the late Pat Smullen, who died after a short battle with cancer yesterday. And sadly, there's a lot of people dying of cancer. We have COVID, and it's all talked about, but I know quite a few people that have passed away as a result of cancer in the last few months. And just before we take the next bit of music here, I listened to this story the other night, and it was very sad, where a 40-year-old man in his 40s, originally from Romania, was found dead near Kilmainham, and a young 16-year-old boy has appeared in court charged with his murder. And listening to the story on RTE last night, it looks like this poor man was beaten to death by this young man over a mobile phone. He tried to take the young boy took the phone off him, and the poor man asked him to give it back, and at least one of these young boys' friends had the cop on to go straight to the police the next morning and tell them what he witnessed. So very sad here for the family of the man in Romania, who will have to be tracked down. He was well known to the homeless societies in Dublin, and he didn't bother anybody. And now we've got a family whose 16-year-old son was out at 2 o'clock in the morning in the inner city, and obviously responsible for this terrible, terrible deed. Okay. Time to move on with another song. We look here and we see who we got. I suppose I nearly put Joe Dolan in there as a country singer, but we might come back to him later on. But we'll go with Larry Cunningham, Pretty Little Girl from Oma.
Way up in the north, an old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose that Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with my pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band, and they're just as pretty in Monaghan, and this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause Derby Green was born in town, and my pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. Now she wears my ring and tells a friend she's gonna marry me, and best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what she's done to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see but my pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. Down in the south, an old Baltimore. I recall that yellow dress she wore as she strolled there on the beach all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day when she kept there on holiday. A pretty little girl from Alma in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band and just as pretty in Mona. And just to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'll be out of bounds, cause they're between those northern towns. And my pretty little girl from Alma in the county of Tyrone. Now she wears my ring and tells her friend she's gonna marry me. And best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what she's done to me, but there's nothing else that minds can see but my pretty little girl from Alma in the county of Tyrone. My pretty little girl from Alma in the county of Tyrone.
Larry Cunningham there, the man from Granard, singing all about the pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. Well, it was a great celebration in Ireland last week when Carrick and Shure native Sam Bennett won a stage in the Tour de France. And he currently, like the other Carrick and Shure man before him, Sean Kelly, leads the points of the green jersey in the Tour de France. He was very unlucky to be beaten into, well, he was got third place, but he was promoted to second place the following day. And but great excitement, and it was lovely to hear Sean Kelly on the radio the following day talking about him and previewing the game next weekend. Well, I look through some previews here. There's county finals or semi-finals coming up here next weekend. I see Kilcare playing Gweedore and Donegal. Ballyboden and St Enda's are playing St Jude in Dublin. And some of these games, if you go on to each county, has its own website, and they have a streaming service. It might cost €2 or €3, I think, to watch the games, because obviously nobody's allowed. And like we have here at funerals and stuff, there's companies offering streaming services. So if your county, or your what do you call it, parish is in the county final or semi-final, you'll probably be able to link up and watch it. Down in Kerry, semi-football time down there. Dr. Crokes are playing Mid-Kerry. And I think, is it Mid-Kerry or Crokes? One of them anyway was the Clifford was sent off last week. He's going to miss a semi-final, David Clifford, the young Kerry star. Éire Óg down in Clare take on Six Mile Bridge. That's in Hurling Championship. Kilkenny Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals this weekend. Dixborough versus O'Loughlin Gales. And then you've got Ballyhale Shamrocks, current All-Ireland club champions, taking on James Stevens. Limerick Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. Doon v Kilmallock. And then the Pearcy versus Patrickswell. That's all on Saturday. And then on Sunday, up in Cross Maglen, or in Armagh, you've got Cross Maglen Rangers versus Mahery. That's the All-Ireland Armagh Senior Football Championship final. Donegal, the other semi-finals, St. Eunan's from Letterkenny versus Niamh Connell. And down semi-finals, you've got Ballyholland versus Carrick Duff and Warren Point versus Kilcoo. And on Sunday, the big one, Ballymun Kickhams versus Kilmacud Crokes. And you got in Westmead, Tyrrell's Pass versus Athlone and St. Lomans versus the Downs. Antrim Senior Hurling Championship final, you've got Dunloy versus Lochiel Shamrocks. And you've got Lochneil versus St. Kevin's. So their game's coming up this weekend. And obviously, unlike previous years where you would go on and play, if you were county champion, you played continued on in the championship, whether it's the Connacht or Leinster or Ulster championship. But of course, with COVID, nobody can do that this particular year. Right, we'll introduce a bit of international music here. Tammy, Stand By Your Man.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You have bad times and you have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand.
Tammy Wynette there and Stand By Your Man. I hope you're enjoying the music on the programme tonight. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll have a look through the Farm and Independent, which comes out with the Irish Independent every Tuesday. And a great sight here, Indian Summer. The dust and the birds were flying at Thomas Jenkinson rolled seed on his farm in Garry Hill, County Carlow, last Saturday. Temperatures in the east and the southeast are forecast to hit 24 degrees. That was yesterday, but the west can expect some scattered heavy showers. It'll be largely dry everywhere for the remainder of the week. So that's good news for obviously the tillage farmers that were trying to get their crop saved last week. It wasn't looking too good for the last few weeks. Right, the headline says here, beef sector faces a €725 million wall of tariffs in a no-deal Brexit. Yeah, this is the big issue. We've got COVID on one hand, but Brexit is the other big issue. And you'd have read that the British government, Johnson, probably led by that guy Cummings, who seems to be his strategist, they've basically torn up an agreement they entered last year with the European Union involving the way that Northern Ireland is treated when Britain leaves the European Union. And they know they've broken the law, but they're saying, come on, take us on. And obviously you've got four former British prime ministers coming out criticising the Johnson government. But like Trump and Putin and the fella in Brazil, he doesn't care. He knows he's got enough of a majority in the House to pass this bill to back him for what he's doing. And he's playing the COVID card. And there's over, I think, 2,000-3,000 people a day being infected in England. So it's a high-stakes game, but Ireland could be the loser, and especially I heard the Minister for Trade and Enterprise and Taoiseach talking about, in fact, Simon Coveney it was, he was quoted at the weekend saying that there'll be a fund put together to deal with these tariffs of $1.5 billion, because if we leave with no deal, which is looking very likely, and we've only got literally over 3 months, it's all happening at the end of December. The Co-op board ready to make $660 million offer for a 60% stake in Kerry Group's dairy business. The Kerry Co-op board is understood to have made a formal decision to advance the purpose of a 60% majority share in the Kerry Group's primary dairy business. Now, if you're a shareholder in the Kerry Group and you got in there in the early 70s, you'd be very, very happy, because their share price is probably listed for about 20p, I think, and they're now over 103, 104 euro. One of the great success stories in Ireland, the Kerry Group. But it's not just the milk from the Kerry farmers that keeps them going. They're a big international commodities business now, and they've even got a division here in New Zealand, but huge in America, huge in add-on value for food products all over the world. Nice picture here. The man from Toom has been going very strong, John Concannon. And it says farming never stops, and neither does the team at JFC Agri in Toom. COVID-19 has forced the cancellation of their trade shows across Europe, but JFC held a virtual show last week to showcase its latest products to clients at home and abroad. And pictured is JFC founder and managing director John Concannon. John started from scratch and got his big break when he went on the Late Late Show, and Gay and everybody in the audience had a laugh at him when he had a bucket with about 12, maybe 4 or 5 teats off it that you'd use for feeding suck calves. And that got him moving, and he sold plenty of buckets. And in fact, I met a man 2 weeks ago at the Takapuna markets that went over. He's involved in the agri business here in New Zealand. And they do products similar to what JFC do, but he's met John. They do some joint ventures with them. So great success story. They've got about, I think, 500 people working for them between their factories in Toom and Old's big factory in Poland. And they also have a factory in the UK as well. I know he was interviewed in the lead up to Brexit happening last year to say that he was making plans to have presence outside or in the UK, because he's got he does a lot of business there. JFC, you look at him up there, and a great man and a great, a fantastic ambassador for Ireland. And finally, I see here two men, Francie Doherty and Paddy Murphy, harvesting oats in the traditional style last weekend in Charlie Moore's farm near Inniskillen, County Fermanagh. So John Joe, probably not too far from where you grew up, and doesn't say now near Inniskillen, and the two boys are there with sides. And there's a beautiful bluey sky in the background. And we did it. I remember in our own case, we'd have to cut the swart going around the field with a scythe. And you'd have to, it was all right doing oats, but the old barley, the things, the sheaves used to stick to you. But then the man would come in with the binder. Then you'd make stacks a few days later, and then bring it into the farm. And you'd leave it, you'd bring it in about September. And usually at the end of October, November, you got the man with the combine, not the combine harvester, the thrashing machine came along and thrashed it, and all the neighbours came and helped. But not sure that happens a lot these days, people so busy. All right, we'll move on with another bit of music here, and John Glynn this time, and a little country town in Ireland.
Get myself a rocking chair to rock my cares away, and forget I left the city yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry that I've been so long away, and I promise you I didn't mean to stay. I'm on my way this very day, I'll take you by the hand in a little country town in Ireland. Myself a little house I'll build it neat and small, with an open heart against the gable wall. I'll get myself a feather bed as cozy as can be, and I'll need someone to share all this with me. Oh, I'm sorry that I've been so long away, and I promise you I didn't mean to stay. I'm on my way this very day, I'll take you by the hand in a little country town in Ireland. I'll get myself a little wife to cook and keep me warm, and to stroll down by the river arm in arm. I'll hide my hoard of dollars in a hole cut in the floor, and I'll grow some yellow roses round the door. Oh, I'm sorry that I've been so long away, and I promise you I didn't mean to stay. I'm on my way this very day, I'll take you by the hand in a little country town in Ireland. In a little country town in Ireland.
Sean Glynn and the Mainliners there in a little town in Ireland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and country music all the way on the programme tonight. And earlier I paid respects to Joe Herndon, who passed away and whose funeral takes place on Friday. Just to remind you, it's a private funeral because of COVID, but it'll be streamed live to the Auckland Irish Society. And if you want to get in touch with the family, they're welcoming friends of Joe to come and pay their respects. But you've got to contact the family, and may Joe rest in peace. As Phil Kingsley-Jones, I've known Phil for a long time, and news was announced this morning that he'd passed away after a short illness. And Phil was only 72, obviously came to fame for being the manager of Jonah Lomu, but certainly an entertaining man in his own right, and did a lot for the community here. So rest in peace to you too, Phil. And I know he was a bit of an entertainer, and he felt himself a bit of a Tom Jones. He started singing when he was young, and I'm sure he likes country music. So the next song we'll dedicate to Phil. But my Irish Times has landed on my computer here now, and the headline on it is Confusion Hits New COVID-19 Plan. Contradictions between the ministers over measures to manage the pandemic in Dublin. Minister for Health, as I mentioned, tests negative for the virus. So we've got level 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. So at level 2, 6 people, 2 or 3 from households can gather. At level 5, which would be the extreme, no visitors permitted, no funerals or weddings. No 6 people can attend a wedding at level 5. Obviously nobody. No indoor gatherings at level 5, which would be like what they were back in March and we were here. No matches or events. Open takeaway food and delivery only, and open for takeaways. That's wet pubs. So obviously most of Ireland is at level 2 at the moment. And if they go down to level 1, which hopefully we will. Well, most of New Zealand will next week, and hopefully Auckland not too far away, because I see there was no cases in the community for the second day running today, which is very good news. But certainly worrying time with the huge numbers in Dublin. 350 new cases today and 218 of them in Dublin. The highest daily figure recorded since the middle of May. And Limerick also certainly a big increase in numbers there. But as I mentioned, there was absolutely mayhem around Leinster House this afternoon. Because after the cabinet meeting, the Taoiseach was presenting this plan to the public, and then news broke that the Minister for Health was sick and had to go for a test. So all ministers were grounded for the time being, but they'll obviously get back, and the Parliament will resume, or the Dáil will resume its normal business tomorrow. But Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, won't be too happy, because there's a lot of unhappy TDs in Fianna Fáil. There was a Red Sea opinion poll that came out at the weekend, and it showed Fianna Fáil on 10 percentage points. 10 percentage points. This is a party that for many years, according to Dev Oag, Eamon O'Queave, who was on the radio today, always polled in the high 30s and early 40s. But he obviously was totally opposed to Fianna Fáil going into government with Fine Gael. He sees Fianna Fáil now is going to be caught between the two parties. Fine Gael, obviously in government, but Taoiseach, former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he literally looks like he's the Taoiseach at the moment. He's doing lots of press conferences as Taoiseach, Minister for Trade and Enterprise. And of course, he's going to take over the reins from Micheál Martin at the end of December 22. But who knows, will he be in power in 22 or even 21? Because Eamon O'Queave reckons that it's time for a change at the head of Fianna Fáil. And obviously he's not interested in the job, but there is talk that Jim O'Callaghan, you know, if he came out and made a statement a bit like Queeve did today, you know, it would rank up the rest of the TDs. But 10% in the opinion polls, and you had an election, very sudden election, many of the TDs would not be returned. So Micheál Martin, he's got his opportunity to become Taoiseach. That's been his ambition since he entered politics, but he mightn't go down as the greatest Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach if Ireland doesn't get on top of this current situation regarding the pandemic. And it's not so much the pandemic, it's the way they're dealing with it. There's seem to be mixed messages. Varadkar said the other day that there's a possibility of having a vaccine by early next year. And then one of the top epidemiologists was interviewed later, and he said that was news to him. And he's actually working at the coalface and dealing with people that are trying to get a vaccine. So Varadkar seems to be undermining the Taoiseach, and he seems to be loving it. And, you know, this is what will suit Fine Gael, because they'll bury Fianna Fáil, and they'll probably hope that they maybe, you know, get a bigger majority in the next government. But Sinn Féin will be hoping that they might come in. And I know that the business people and the international companies that are in Ireland would be very afraid if Sinn Féin got in with a majority the next time. Righto, take another, what do you call it, song here. We might as well go with Margot and Irish Eyes. Yes, indeed, there, older sister of Daniel O'Donnell, that's Margot there, and her song called Irish Eyes. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night or in Christchurch Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Sunday night, you're very welcome. And greetings to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz. Program, as I said, each week brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We've got another 6 or 7 minutes to go before the end of the program, so I have time to run through some more headlines. And this from the Irish Times writer Miriam Lord: roadmap to another day of disaster for Martin. Just because this hapless government can't catch a break doesn't mean it can't catch COVID. And in the most chaotic of ways, obviously. After all, it must be good at something. Ordinarily, you wouldn't expect the sudden abandonment of Parliament because the Minister for Health fears he may have contracted the coronavirus and the entire Cabinet had to self-isolate, but not with this government, which is best viewed from behind a sofa with splayed fingers across the eyes. So, as I mentioned earlier, You know, Fine Gael would be loving this because they're there as a backup to Fianna Fáil. They're in the government, but they seem to have the ministries that aren't in the line of sight of COVID. Of course, Ministry Simon Harris seems to be still, some people still thinks he's the Minister for Health because he's tweeting so often, but he's the Minister for Higher Education and Technology, and he was at the front last week when all the places were announced on Friday. Obviously huge disappointment for some people that got huge points in the Leaving Cert last year and they were hoping to get into their preferred course at third level this year, but because the point system this year, no Leaving Cert sat, people were graded and some people got very high results and pushed the points numbers up, and even some people that did very well in mocks early in the year and even last year, they didn't get the points that they deserve. So they have an option. They can sit the Leaving Cert if they want in November, but that means they won't be able to go to university this year. And the way the universities are working at the moment, it might be 1 week at university in lecture theatres and the next 3 weeks in your flat or hall of residence or at home, because universities won't be able to, especially in Dublin with what's happening now, open as normal. And this is big disappointment for students because that orientation week might go on for 2 or 3 weeks. Certainly, obviously, a big part of students going to university. So certainly, COVID-19 is causing many, many issues to many, many people. And this time last year, we were in New Zealand and in Ireland looking forward to the World Cup in Japan. And obviously, Ireland expected to do well, but that didn't happen. And certainly, you know, COVID-19, since it came in, we've got to learn about it down here since January, has taken the world by storm. All right, we're coming up to the end of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll go out, I think, maybe with Big Tom. We'll see how long Big Tom is singing this song for. And I might have to talk for another minute here. We've got 3 minutes to go. And thanks again to the team at Planet Audio in Auckland for putting this programme up onto air, because the programme is recorded here in my office and then I send it into the radio station and they put it up, and you hear it in Wellington and you hear it in Christchurch and all over the world. From me, good night, goodbye and God bless. And here he is, the King of Country, taking us out tonight. Let me on my journey far away.